client had surgery yesterday, and the report on that is that it wasn't cancer or anything like that. She just had scar tissue that they didn't even have to sever the intestines. They just went inside and cleaned out. It was twisted. Her intestines was twisted, so she had a total obstruction. So they untwisted it and cleaned out the scar tissue that caused it to become twisted. And, of course, they did have to go in and open her up to get in there to do the work, but they didn't cut the intestines in two. They were able to just go in it and clean it out, clean out the scar tissue. And so when I left, she was doing fine. The surgeon said she's doing real good. And so, but then the Golden family and the Bryants, of course, are not here today because of that. And did anybody have a report on Brother Crow? I didn't get to see him this weekend. I had intended to, but I ran out of time. And I guess he's still at Fort Roots. Yes, the plan was for him to go home this week, but if he did okay, you know, they're just trying to give him therapy just so he can get back on his feet where he can function at home without any assistance there. So, and he was improving, and they thought that was going to happen. So, all right, yes, Brother. Brother Stewart still got the this is the fair weekend, and of course that's the other thing. We've had, you know, different people out because of the fair and having booths there on their job. That's their livelihood. So we've just got several out. But let's have church. Let's worship God today. It's good to have Brother and Sister Ciprian from the Dominican Republic. Brother Elias and Brother Green were the first two men. Brother Elias was the second man that came in the body after God sent me to the Dominican Republic. And he grasped this message, or I might ought to say it, grasped him. He got a hold of him, and he's been running with it ever since. So he's a good pastor and a good teacher. I wish we had a way today he told me coming to church, I said, we need to get somebody in this church that can translate for a Dominican when he wants to preach. You know, it's hard to preach in a language that you can't hardly speak in. I know, because my vocabulary in Spanish is, I don't know how many words I know, but it's just a small vocabulary. And when I speak in Spanish, I have to search out that little vocabulary and fit words together that make some kind of sense. But it doesn't make good sense, because not all together, because I don't know all of the, what do you call them? Conjugating verbs, and I don't know how to hook all them words together. Sometimes I just say two of them, you know. On the way to church today, I was telling them that Brother Elias has already got Sister Fisher figured out. He said, Sister Fisher can interpret Spanish to English real good, but she can't interpret English to Spanish real good. I said, that's because she grew up in America speaking the English language, and she didn't use Spanish, but her family, when she grew up, spoke Spanish. So she hears it. She knows what is being said, but she never used it enough herself to be fluent. You know, I mean, she just don't use it enough. And if you don't use it, you'll lose it, is how it is. And so, but we may have to put her to work, because she's the only one we've got that, you know, she can do a better. She can understand more than I can. I took Brother Jim Rivera with me to the, and he's sort of like her. His parents are Puerto Rican. They came from Puerto Rico. And Rivera, you know, I mean, don't take you too long to understand that that's a Spanish name. Well, when I took him over there with me, they would be talking to me, and I'd be trying to understand them, and he'd say, "Brother Smith, that ain't what they're saying." He knew I wasn't getting it. He could understand it, but he was having a hard time speaking it. But before we left over there about a week or 10 days, he was speaking pretty good. It was coming back to it. So I guess I need to send Sister Fisher over to the Dominican Republic. Stay about a month. She'll come home fluent in Spanish. Elia said, "Yeah, that's what we need." Somebody trying to say something? She's been before, see, more than once. So she's starting to like it over there. All right, I don't have the information on all of our visitors. Of course, Josh and Amber, we're glad they're here today, though, aren't we? And there's no reason y'all can't come every Sunday or every service if you want to. Brother Joe, he last week, you know, he was here with a preacher's suit and tie on. We scared him so bad. Brother Durham got to calling him a body preacher, and it scared him so bad he toned it down this week. You don't want to move into that phase as fast as we're trying to get him in it, I guess. But anyway, I don't have a card on our brother back here that's, sorry? On my desk. Okay, might as well take care of that. Wesley Brock, we're sure glad to have you with us today. I don't know very much about him, but I did get the message that he's never been in a non-denominational church, so this is be a new experience for him. Wish the whole family was here, but maybe the Lord sent you here today so you wouldn't, you know, maybe get the whole picture all at once. Anyway, we just want you to relax and enjoy yourself. Let's just all have church here today and let the Lord have his way, all right? All right, is there any announcements? I will go ahead and announce that the next three Saturdays we will continue to have work days getting ready for the meeting. We could be rained out on any one or more of them, so we're just hoping the Lord will give us good weather. And of course, if we get it all done next Saturday, then we won't have to have the next two. However, I can promise you we won't get it done next Saturday. But we might not have to have it the last day. Brother Emilio Green and Brother Calderon, Brother Pilsen from California, and Brother Leonel are coming the weekend before the meeting. Brother Elias, he wanted to come spend some time so he and I could get closer together. And he's working on the English language, Sister Sherry. I told him, I said, when you get here, I have a teacher. She'll teach you English. So he asked me last night, who's my teacher? I said, Sister Sherry's going to be your teacher. But I haven't told her yet. But he said, when I go to her house. I said, well, she'll come to ours maybe. So anyway, if I'm hoping she'll help them out. He told me, he said, oh, you're going to send her to the Dominican Republic? I said, no, she's going to teach you while you're here. He always wants to he wants to draft y'all and take you to the Dominican Republic. He's proselyting saints over here to get them over there. Anyway, well, it's all one big family. When I'm over there, I'm proselyting them to come over here. I'm just not, haven't got any of them over here. But Josecito and Denise is in the Dominican Republic right now. And I want y'all to pray. This is, they call her Cookie over there, but it's her name is Denise, and her husband is Brother Calderon's son, Josecito. And her father is French and has a citizenship of France. And therefore, she is... Ella tiene residencia de francés, o... Okay, she's got a French passport, which doesn't require a visa to come to the United States. If you've got a French passport, you can come and go to America all you want. So she has that, but her husband doesn't. They've been working now for 3 or 4 years living in St. Martin. St. Martin is a little island in the Caribbean that is half French and half Dutch. Half the island is owned by the Dutch and half is owned by France. And they've been there, living there, so he could gain his French citizenship, residency, so that he could get a passport. Well, they're right now in the Dominican Republic, and he's trying to get his passport so he can come to our meeting over there. So let's pray God would help him. I'd love to have them come. I've been waiting for them. In fact, I've been wanting to move them over here. And Elias is going to fight me on that because these are his saints. But I'm still going to try to move them over here for a while. I want to get them trained. She speaks English. He speaks English some. And they would be good candidates to train over here to work over there in the Dominican Republic. Their desire is to move back there once they get his papers. We have a Haitian church, Brother Dede, in St. Martin. I've been there, and he's the pastor over there in that church that they go to over there. And so that's the church they're attending while they've been over there now over 3 years. So, all right, let's have church here today and worship the Lord. Come on, Brother Tally, let's all stand and pray for this service and ask God to help us here. Praise God. Blessed Lord. God, touch this service today. Touch our band and the music and each one that's here. Oh, God, reach out and touch hearts. Unction of the Holy Ghost, let it work in our midst here today, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit, oh, God. Work in our midst, oh, God, as only you can do. Hallelujah. Touch these that are sick today and couldn't be here, Lord. Protect those that are traveling. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Y'all want to keep standing just a minute. Let's see if we can make Brother and Sister Elias feel. Somebody give me a mic. Maybe I can get one right here. No, I don't. Where's our... We have another... Yeah. Which, that'll work. This will work. Elias, help us get ready to have service like we do in the Dominican Republic. Huh? There's...
Hello.
There. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Here's how we start a service over there. Lift your hands.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome him in today.
Bring to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Lamb of God.
Bendito.
muchachos here today.
Hallelujah.
Help us, oh God.
Bendice en el nombre del Señor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Precious Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Alaben al Señor.
Hallelujah.
Bendiga en el nombre del Señor.
Gloria a Dios.
Alabado sea el Señor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bendito tu nombre,
Jesús. God, we give you praise today.
Oh, worship you, Señor.
We lift up your name today, oh God.
Gracias por este lugar.
Ask you to touch us today.
Gracias por esta familia.
Hallelujah.
Gracias por la fuerza. Gracias por la oportunidad. Oh, bendito tu nombre, Señor. Oh, bendito tu nombre. Bless your name. Bless Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, muchas gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God.
Oh, gracias.
Hallelujah,
Señor.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh.
if he can come up with enough English to talk to y'all. Okay. Does it matter? He wants his wife to sing first. Get him in the mood.
De paz inundada, mi senda esté. Oh, cúbrale un mal de aflicción, mi suerte cual sea, doquier. Sin fin y su sangre.
Spanish that says, I found salvation. I found salvation in Spanish.
Alcancé
salvación. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you found salvation? My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Family of Jesus, yes, and the fair, and the faithful, God do that. Is true. Is a blessing of God. God bless me. But at first time, when I came in the body of Christ, God bring me. God sent Brother Smith over there. Good boy, he is my teacher. God, Sister Fisher, bring to me. Come to me. Yeah. Do you? Usted puede pararse aquí. No hay problema. Dios te va a dar la fuerza para eso esta mañana. Yo sé eso. Dios sabía eso. Dios te trajo. Tienes que tomar un micrófono. Puedes venir aquí. Yeah. No, pero no hay problema con eso. Levantemos la mano, adoremos a Dios.
We worship the Lord and we raise our hands.
Levanta tu mano, adore a Dios. Él es nuestro Salvador.
He's our Savior.
Él es la razón de que estamos aquí esta
He's
mañana.
The reason we're here today.
Tú no podías estar aquí sin Él.
You would not be here without Him.
Él planificó eso.
He planned it that way.
Aún antes de tu nacer.
Before you even were born.
2,000 años atrás Él te conocía.
Millions of years ago He knew you.
Él pensaba en ti.
He thought about you.
Él sabía que iba a tenerte aquí.
He knew He was going to have you here.
Nos trajo aquí para alcanzar salvación.
He brought us here to save us.
Yo soy bendecido.
I am very blessed.
Usted es bendecido.
Y'all are very blessed.
Cuando tú entiendas tu bendición,
when you understand your blessing,
tú vas a dar una mejor adoración.
You will be able to adore Him more.
Tú vas a levantar tu mano.
You'll be able to raise your
tú vas
hands.
A levantar tus pies.
You'll be able to raise your legs.
Tú vas a decir como David.
You are going to say like David.
Salmo 103.
Psalms 23.
Bendice alma mía Jehová.
Blessed be me, my soul, O Lord.
Salmo 103.
Oh, 103.
103.
Oh, 103. Not, I'm sorry, I thought it was
23.
103.
Yes. Bendice alma mía Jehová.
Bless me, O Lord.
Y bendice todo mi ser tu santo nombre.
Bless, well, if you put it up there, it'd be better.
todo mi ser.
Because I might not say it the same way the psalm. There
yes,
it is.
Yes, yes.
My soul. And all that's within me. Bless His holy name.
A ver, todo mi ser tu santo nombre.
It's all your holy name.
Todo tu ser tiene que bendecir tu santo nombre.
All your soul.
Todo tu ser.
All yourself.
Uh-huh. What is that? Ser. Toda tu vida tiene que bendecir tu santo nombre.
All my life.
Yes. All
my life.
Yeah. Toda.
Have to bless.
Yes. David estaba diciendo. David era un profeta.
David was a prophet.
Estaba profetizando acerca por el Espíritu Santo.
He was prophesying against the Spirit.
To a Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Yeah, David. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Dios te va a tocar ahora mismo. Aleluya. Yeah. David estaba profetizando que todo su ser tenía que bendecir el nombre de Dios.
David was prophesying. Dale otra vez. Dame otra vez.
Sí.
Di otra vez, usted.
Aleluya.
David, pobre solo.
Aleluya. David era un profeta.
David was a prophet.
Todos los profetas tenían el Espíritu de Cristo.
He had the Spirit of God.
Spirit Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus Spirit.
Yeah, Peter said that.
Yes, Peter said that.
Todos hablaron por el Espíritu de Cristo.
They all spoke in the Spirit of God.
Uh-huh. David decía, bendice alma mía Jehová.
David would say, bless me, O Lord.
La razón que David decía a Jehová es porque David no conocía el nombre de Jesús. No le era revelado el nombre de Jesús.
He had not revelated the name of Jesus to him.
Solo conocía a Jehová.
He only knew
pero, Jehovah. Pero era, bendice alma mía Jesús.
But he would say, bless my soul.
Uh-huh. To Jesus.
To Jesus.
Uh-huh. Y bendice todo mi ser, su santo nombre.
bless all my soul.
Yeah.
No sé
all,
qué
all
ser.
My life.
Bless all my life, all my soul.
Su santo nombre.
In your holy name.
Y dice porque él es quien perdona todas tus iniquidades.
Because he forgives all your iniquities.
Yes, tú lo puedes ver ahí en la pizarra. él es quien perdona todas tus iniquidades. Vamos, ponlo aquí, por favor. Salmo 103.
Would you put that up, Brother Painter? 103.
Sí, antes de ir adelante.
Before we go ahead.
Y dice, y no olvides ninguno de sus beneficios.
Don't forget your beneficiaries.
Sí. No olvides ninguno de sus beneficios.
Forget not all your his benefits.
Nosotros hemos recibido muchos beneficios.
We have all received many benefits from him.
Nosotros tenemos que entender eso.
We have to understand that.
Y valorar eso.
And value that.
Cuando estamos en la presencia de Dios.
When we're in the presence of his
tenemos
of the Lord.
Que decirle a nuestra alma que bendice a nuestro Dios.
We have to tell. ¿Cómo dice? ¿Otra vez?
Bendice. Bendice is blessing.
Yes.
The name of God. The name of Jesus. Dice, verso 3, él es quien, la razón
verse 3.
Es, la razón es, él es quien perdona todas tus iniquidades.
Who forgives all the iniquities.
Yes.
Who heals all the diseases.
Si nosotros no hubiésemos encontrado ese perdón, no estuviésemos aquí.
Yes, we would not be here if he didn't do that.
El que sana todas tus dolencias.
He's the one that heals.
El que rescata, verso 4.
Verse 4.
El que rescata del hoyo tu vida.
He redeemeth thy life from destruction.
Yes, yes.
Who browneth thee
sí.
with
él es el que hace eso.
Tender mercies.
El que te corona de favores.
He crowneth thee with favors.
Yes, de favores. De favores.
Favors.
Nosotros no somos nada.
We are nothing.
No podíamos hacer nada.
We would not be able to do anything.
No podíamos hacer nada para nuestra salvación.
We would not be able to do anything for our salvation.
No podíamos hacer nada para estar aquí.
We would not be able to be here.
Es él. Es él.
Yes, it's only him because of him.
Sí.
And we are here.
Él nos corona de favores.
He crowns us with favors.
Sí. Y misericordia.
And mercy.
Y verso 5 dice, el que sacia de
verse
bien,
five,
el que sacia de bien tu boca.
Who satisfies thy mouth with good things.
De modo que te rejuvenezca
so
como
that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
Aquí está la razón de bendecir su nombre.
This is the reason we're here to bless his name.
Aleluya, aquí está la razón de bendecir su nombre.
This is the reason to bless his name.
Aquí está la razón de no olvidar los beneficios.
Here's the reason not to forget his benefits.
Cuando no hay otro lugar para tú bendecir el nombre del Señor.
There's no other place to bless his name.
Es en este lugar.
Only in this place.
Cuando nos reunimos juntos.
When we get together.
Cuando estamos en armonía. Armonía.
No sé qué es armonía. ¿Qué es, Brother Smith?
You know,
armonía.
Smith, so, you know, Psalm 1023. Vamos a encontrar la palabra ahora. Salmo 133.
133. Psalms 133.
Armonía.
Maybe harmony?
Verse 1.
Harmony.
Juntos. Unity. Unity. And Spanish. Yes. Is it harmony? Yes. Juntos en armonía.
Together in harmony.
Tenemos, cuando venimos aquí, tenemos que buscar la armonía.
When we come together, we have to seek harmony.
La armonía con Cristo.
Harmony with Christ.
Con Cristo es con su palabra.
Christ is the word.
Y cuando encontramos su palabra, encontramos, se nos revela el Espíritu Santo en lo que estamos haciendo.
And we encounter his word,
we
revive with the Spirit.
Yes, porque la palabra está, el Espíritu está en la palabra.
The Spirit is in the word.
En la palabra trae todas estas riquezas.
The word brings all these riches.
Yes, para nosotros.
For us.
Ah, cuando estamos juntos aquí.
When we're together.
No significa que solo aquí tenemos que mantenernos en esta posición.
It doesn't mean that we have to stay in this position.
Pero cuando estamos aquí.
But when we're here.
Tenemos que llenar nuestro tanque de gasolina.
We have to fill our tank with gas.
Porque vamos a volar a la presencia del Señor.
We're going to fly in the presence of the
Hay
Lord.
Hay un esfuerzo que tenemos que hacer.
There's a strength that we have to build.
Y hacer.
That we have to make.
Make. Uh-huh. Tenemos que levantar las manos.
We have to raise our arms.
Levantar la voz.
Raise our voice.
Pero para eso hacerse tiene que haber una voluntad.
But that we have to be willing to do it.
Tiene que haber, esto tiene que estar en tu corazón.
It has to be in our hearts.
Cuando eso está en tu corazón, tú vas a levantar la mano sin sentir, sin saber.
When it's in your heart, you're going to raise your arms.
Sí,
without.
Sí. Y sin hacer esfuerzo.
Being told to.
Sin hacer esfuerzo.
You will be doing it willingly.
Ajá. Cuando tú vienes aquí, tienes que venir con esa disposición.
When you come here, you have to come with that disposition.
Cuando estamos aquí, formamos la casa de Dios.
When we're here, we form the house of the Lord.
Este es el templo de Dios.
This is the temple of the Lord.
Ajá. Es donde Dios habita.
This is where God is inhabited.
Entre nosotros.
In through with us.
Él merece tu adoración. Él espera tu adoración.
He waits for your adoration.
Yes. Cuando tú no lo haces,
when you don't do it,
tú estás ignorando lo que tú tienes que hacer.
You're ignoring what you're supposed to do.
Tú no puedes ignorar eso.
You can't ignore that.
Dios está aquí ahora.
God is here today.
Cristo está aquí ahora.
God is here today.
Por su espíritu.
Your spirit.
Tú no puedes ignorar eso.
You can't ignore that.
Él está aquí para bendecirnos.
He's here for us to serve him.
Tú no puedes venir sin recibir esta no puedes irte de aquí sin recibir esta bendición.
You can't leave this place without receiving something from him.
Tú no puedes venir como tú viniste.
You can't leave with here the same way you came. Can't leave without same way you came here.
Viniste a algo importante.
¿Cómo?
Tú viniste hacer algo importante.
You came to do something very important.
Yes, cuando estamos en este lugar.
When we're in this place.
Cuando estoy en mi iglesia.
When I'm at my church.
En Santo Domingo.
In Santo Domingo.
Una persona si veo que no está adorando a Dios.
One person that's not praising God.
Yo voy y le pregunto, ¿por qué tú no le estás haciendo?
I go and ask him, why aren't you not praising him?
Dios no merece tu adoración.
God doesn't deserve your praise.
Tú eres muy orgulloso.
Are you not happy?
O tú no estás buscando a Dios.
Are you not seeking God?
O tú estás enfermo.
Are you sick?
Si tú necesitas adorar a Dios.
You need to praise God.
Dios está esperando eso.
God is waiting for you to do that.
Él vino a buscar eso.
He came to seek that.
Esa es su comida.
That's his food.
Esa es su comida.
It's food.
Él está esperando eso.
He's waiting for that.
Cuando usted está aquí en la casa de Dios.
When you're here in God's house.
No ignore eso.
Don't ignore that.
Este es el sacrificio.
This is your sacrifice.
Para Dios.
For God.
Antes el sacrificio era un animal.
Before it used to be an animal.
Pero ahora el sacrificio eres tú.
Now it's your sacrifice.
Tú tienes que sacrificar alabanza a Dios.
You have to sacrifice your worship to God.
Tú tienes que sacrificar adoración a Dios.
You have to sacrifice your adoration to God.
Cuando dice todo tu ser, todo tu cuerpo, toda tu vida.
With all your heart, your all your mind, your soul.
Tu mano.
With your arms.
Tu espíritu.
Your spirit.
Tu corazón.
Your heart.
Tu mente.
Your mind.
Tu alma.
Your soul.
Tu cuerpo.
Your body.
Tu mano es tu cuerpo. Aleluya. Gloria. Si todo tu cuerpo, todo lo que tú eres.
All your mind, all your body.
Tú tienes que adorar a Dios.
You have to worship him.
Es una necesidad,
it's
hermano.
A necessity.
Es una necesidad.
It's necessary.
Es una necesidad para nosotros.
Yes, it's necessary for all of us.
Este es el sacrificio hoy.
This is our sacrifice today.
Eso enseña que tú estás sacrificando al viejo hombre.
That means that you're sacrificing the old man.
Tú estás sacrificando la naturaleza carnal.
You're sacrificing your natural.
Estoy diciendo eso enseña.
You're saying this is what.
Sí, eso enseña.
This is showing.
Yes, eso enseña eso.
This is showing that.
Uh-huh. Y Dios recibe este sacrificio.
And God receives this sacrifice.
Si el sol no sale, no da luz.
The sun does not come out without any light.
Necesita salir para dar luz.
It needs to come out to give us light.
Necesita brillar.
It needs to be bright.
Tú necesitas brillar.
It needs to be bright.
Tú necesitas hacer eso.
You need to do that.
Yeah, tú no te puedes quedar así así silencio.
You can't just stay silence.
No, no puede en la casa de Dios.
You can't in God's house.
Como que tú no estás en lo que Dios está queriendo que tú hagas.
You're not doing what God wants you to do.
Tú tienes que salir.
You have to come out.
Sal de ti.
Come out
y levantar
like the sun.
Tus manos.
And raise your arms.
Tu voz.
Your voice.
Sí, levantar tu pie.
Lift your legs.
Si tú sientes correr.
If you feel like running.
Si tú sientes brincar.
If you feel like jumping.
Si tú sientes gritar.
If you feel like screaming.
Tú tienes que hacerlo en la presencia de Dios.
You have to do it in the presence of
David
God.
David lo hizo.
Like David did.
David lo hizo.
David did it.
Su esposa no entendió eso.
His wife did not understand him.
No, no entendió.
She did not understand.
Ella pensó que David estaba danzando frente a las doncellas de Israel.
She thought he was dancing to some crazy thing.
Pero David dijo, no, yo estaba danzando en la presencia de Dios.
And he said, no, I'm dancing in the presence of God.
Que me tomó detrás de las ovejas. Gloria.
And he got behind the lamb, the sheep.
Yes. Y lo trajo a este lugar tan alto.
He brought him to the high place.
Lo hizo rey.
He made him king.
Yes. Lo hizo rey.
Yes, he made him king.
David estaba regocijado por lo que Dios había hecho.
He was very
enjoyed.
He enjoyed everything God was doing for him.
Por lo que Dios hizo por él.
What God did for him.
Lo que Dios hizo por Israel.
What God did for Israel.
Lo que Dios hizo por la su nación.
What God did for his birth.
Hoy Cristo ha hecho más por nosotros. Aleluya.
God has done much more for us.
Nos sacó del pecado allá afuera.
He brought us out of the sin.
Nos sacó de las tinieblas allá afuera.
He brought us from out there.
Él nos dio ojo para ver.
He gave us eyes to see.
Él nos dio oído para oír.
He gave us ears to hear.
El oído que oye y el ojo que ve es Dios que lo hace.
The ear that he listens and the eye that sees is because God did it.
¿No entendieron?
No.
¿No entendieron?
No, they don't understand.
El oído que oye.
The ear that hears.
Y el ojo que ve.
The eye that he
es
sees.
Es Dios que lo hace.
It's God that does
Jesús
it.
Sabía eso. Jesús sabía que todo el mundo nace con oído. Con oreja.
Sí.
Todo el mundo. All people born with hear.
A lot of yeah, you said a lot of people are born deaf.
Yeah. Yeah. Pero
but not with,
pero el oído que oye y el ojo que ve lo hace Dios. Proverbio 20 verso 12.
Yeah. Proverbs 20.
Yeah. Proverbs 20 verse 12.
Verse 12.
Yeah.
You're trying to say that everybody's born with ears and eyes, but God is the one that supplies your seeing, your hearing.
He made your ears and your eyes to see with, but Elias is trying to show that if you see and hear the spiritual things of God,
yes, sir.
God did that for you and caused you to see and hear it.
El oído que oye.
You the know? Ear that hears, yeah.
Yes, el oído que oye. Y el ojo que ve, eso lo hace Dios.
That's what God makes, yes.
No todo el mundo tiene esta oportunidad de que Dios le dé el oído que oye y el ojo que ve.
The whole world does not have that opportunity to where God can heal their eyes and their ears, can make them see and hear.
Jesús conocía todo el que tenía oído para oír y ojo para ver.
Jesus knew that he made possible for people to hear and to see.
Por eso cuando él hablaba, él decía, el que tiene oído, oiga lo que el Espíritu dice a la iglesia.
It's when he said, let him who hears, let the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Reveal it to him.
Yes. Nosotros somos gente que Dios hizo nuestro oído que oye.
We are the people that God made.
Dios está aquí esta mañana.
God is here today.
Jesús está aquí.
Jesus is
por
here
su espíritu.
Because of his spirit.
Y él te trajo a este lugar.
He brought you to this place.
Él te dio oído para oír.
He gave you ears to hear.
Él te dio ojo para ver.
He gave you eyes to see.
Él te dio corazón para entender.
He gave you a heart to understand.
Esta es una gran bendición.
This is a great blessing.
Esta es una visión.
Oh, this is a great vision.
La gente están por ahí, no tienen el oído que oye.
There's people out there that doesn't have the ear to hear.
No tienen el ojo que ve.
They don't have the eyes to see.
Porque Dios no se lo ha dado.
Because God has not given it to them.
Dios no se lo ha dado.
God has not given
pero
it to
a mí y a ti Dios nos lo dio.
But God gave it to you and to me.
Es una bendición.
That's a vision.
Bendición.
A blessing.
Cuando el pastor Smith fue la primera vez a Santo Domingo.
When Brother Smith went to Santo Domingo for the first time.
Había muchos pastores ahí.
There was many pastors there.
Dios no le dio a ellos oído para oír.
God didn't give them the ears to hear.
Ni ojo
or
para
the
ver.
Eyes to see.
Pero a mí me dio oído para
but he
oír.
Did to me.
Yo entendí lo que este hombre estaba diciendo.
I understood
diciendo.
What Brother Smith was talking about.
Yo vi lo que él estaba
I
diciendo.
Saw what he was talking about.
Yo fui
about.
Bendecido este día.
I was very blessed.
Yo desde este día yo estoy en fiesta.
This day I am feasting.
I am
enjoying the feast.
Yeah. Estoy haciendo fiesta.
I'm making a party, a feast.
Sí, porque veo.
Because I can see.
Porque oigo.
Because I can hear.
Pero ¿quién hizo eso?
But who done that?
Dios hizo
God
eso.
Did it.
Me hizo eso. Es una
he
bendición.
Did that. It's a blessing.
Otros no oyeron.
No, other people didn't get to hear it.
Yeah. Is it miracle, Brother Smith? Cuando el pastor Smith estaba predicando.
When Brother Smith was preaching,
eran como las 9:45.
9:45?
45 past 9.
Oh, it was 9:45, okay.
Yeah, 9:45.
At night.
About.
It was about 9:45 at night.
I see this man preach.
He saw this man.
Yeah, I saw this man preach. Wow.
Oh, you saw him preaching, okay.
Yo sentí.
I felt.
Que algo estaba pasando dentro
that something
de mí.
Was happening inside of me.
Y cuando yo sentí como que algo brotó así, como un río.
It just felt like something just broke loose.
Y me paré.
And I got up. I jumped up.
Me paré. Y empecé a adorar a Dios.
I started praising God.
Adorar a Dios.
Praising
a bendecir el nombre de Dios.
Praising God's name.
El nombre de Jesús.
God's Jesus' name.
Y cuando yo me senté.
When I sat down.
Todo el mundo se sentó.
Everybody else sat down.
Yo estaba mirando al pastor Smith.
I was looking at Brother Smith.
Él estaba predicando.
He was preaching.
Yo estaba oyendo.
I was listening.
Yo sentí que vino alguien a mi lado así, se paró.
I felt somebody on my side.
Y puso su mano así.
And put his hand
me quitó
on
una venda de los ojos.
And they took a band off from my eyes.
Y me dijo, él fue que te dio la llave.
It's because I gave you the key.
Sí, en mi sueño en la noche.
At my dream.
¿Ustedes conocen este sueño?
Do y'all know this dream?
¿Alguno de ustedes no sabe?
Have y'all heard this dream?
Levanten la mano lo que
raise
no han
your
oído
hands
esto.
If you heard the dream. Nobody heard
que no habían oído este sueño.
No, no han oído.
¿Quieren oírlo ahora?
Do y'all want to hear the dream? Dicen que sí.
Mi llegada aquí es un milagro.
¿Cómo? It's a miracle.
Dios me trajo.
God brought me.
Yo tengo que decirle, a veces yo me he sentido en momento mal con el pastor Smith.
You?
Yeah.
You were feeling bad toward Brother Smith?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes he was feeling bad toward Brother
Pero
Smith.
No porque el pastor Smith sea malo.
Not because his name was Brother Smith.
No, sino yo siento que Dios nos llamó a hacer una cosa grande, rápido.
Because I didn't feel like God was ready to make something big.
Rápido, fast.
Fast.
Y cuando no lo veo haciéndolo.
When he wasn't doing it. Okay.
A veces quiere empujarlo. Vámonos.
Sometimes I want to push him. Go, hurry.
Oh, God. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Cuando el pastor, Dios envió al pastor Smith a la República Dominicana.
When God brought Brother Smith to the Republic.
Yo pertenecía a la iglesia del Nazareno.
I belonged to the Church of the Nazarene.
Nazarene Church.
Nazarene Church.
El papá de Yolanda era superintendente de la iglesia del Nazareno.
My wife's father was a pastor of that church.
Superintendente.
Superintendent. Oh, okay.
Superintendent. Nosotros teníamos mucho privilegio en la iglesia.
We had
Nazareno.
A lot of privileges in that church.
Mi esposa tenía mucho privilegio.
My wife had many privileges.
En la iglesia del Nazareno, los hermanos americanos, ellos van de misionero a Santo Domingo, aprenden primero el español.
The ministers from the Nazarene Church first comes to the Dominican to learn the Spanish.
Ellos language. Saben español.
They know the Spanish language before they come.
La iglesia lo prepara.
The church prepares them.
Y ellos van a trabajar con nosotros.
And they come to work with us.
Ellos nos forman.
They inform us.
Ellos nos enseñan cómo hacer las cosas.
They show us how to do a lot of things.
Y aprendemos exactamente cómo nos enseñan.
And we learn exactly the same way they teach us.
Ellos nos ponen en la escuela bíblica.
They put us in the Bible study.
Yo hice 18 años aprendiendo.
I learned 18 years.
Yes, en seminario.
In the seminary.
Los profesores eran americanos.
The professors were American.
Pero ellos hablaban español.
But they spoke Spanish.
Ellos nos formaron.
They informed us.
Como nazareno.
Like they were born there?
Nazareno.
Oh, like the Nazarenes.
Y como ellos sabían hablar español, no nos preocupábamos hablar inglés.
Since they knew how to speak Spanish, we didn't have to speak English.
Ellos querían el español mejor.
They prefer speaking Spanish.
Para ellos aprender.
So they could learn.
Y es la razón que no nos preocupamos en hablar inglés.
That's the reason we didn't really learn to speak English.
Pero es diferente ahora.
But it's different now.
Dios está haciendo una obra diferente.
God is doing a different work now.
Tenemos que aprender inglés.
We have to learn English.
El inglés es la lengua número uno en el cuerpo de Cristo.
English is the number one language in the body of Christ.
Yes. The second language is French.
Yes.
The Haitian talk in French. Yeah, the Bible Haitian is in French. Yeah, the third language is Spanish.
Okay.
Yes. And the body of Christ.
First language is the body of Christ in English.
Yes.
God brought the Haitians in next.
Yes.
And that's the second language. Now he's bringing in the Spanish speaking people. So he's saying that's the third language of God. But he's saying the first language is English, and it's very important that they learn English so they got the first language.
Yeah. Para tú aprender el mensaje.
So they can learn the message.
Yeah, tú tienes que aprender inglés.
Sí, yes.
Yeah. There I am. Okay. They went to
Brownsville,
Texas, where, you know, that's a work
2009.
Of the Mexican people.
Yeah.
And then they went over into Mexico, too, because we have Brother
Hugo.
Brother
Rodriguez.
No, Brother
Memo.
No, brother Jack Lewis, this okay. work over there, okay. who founded that work. Brother Bud takes care of it now. But when these brothers went over there and started preaching to those people
yeah.
in Spanish,
yeah.
They got so excited because they said, we've never heard anybody outside of our people preach to us in our language this message.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it got them so excited because they were, you know, it's different when you preach it in your language and you understand
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You're really, you know, projecting something that people
yeah.
can really receive yeah. rather than, you know, when you're doing it with an interpreter or you're trying yeah. to interpret it yourself, even if you understand it in a second language. When these brothers were preaching to those people over in Mexico, they set them people on fire.
Yeah.
Because they'd never heard the language preached in their language by someone that wasn't a part of their work.
But,
and that really blessed them.
Yeah. Dios preparó al Pastor Green para ser intérprete.
God prepared Brother Green to do the interpretation.
Él es un gran hermano.
He's a great man of
Él
God.
Él ha pagado un gran precio en el cuerpo.
He has paid a great price in the body of Christ.
Un buen trabajo de interpretación.
He's done a great job in interpreting.
Nosotros entendimos todo lo que el Pastor Smith quería decir.
We understood everything Brother Smith was telling us.
Dios lo hizo a través del Pastor Green.
God did that through Brother Green.
Uh-huh. Oren por él.
All what?
Pray for it, for him.
Pray, please pray for him.
Uh-huh. Él necesita eso.
He needs that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we need
Cuando Yo salí de Indianapolis en una asamblea general de la Iglesia del Nazareno.
When I come out of a general meeting at Indianapolis Church.
Yes. Donde habían casi 75,000 personas.
Okay, yo no soy
Okay.
6 million?
No, 75,000
wow.
people. Yeah. En la asamblea general.
That's how many people were in the assembly, the general assembly.
In the general assembly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mayoría son americanos. Mayoría son americanos.
Mayoría. Who's yeah. mayoría?
Mm.
The majority are Mexicans.
No, American.
No.
Americans.
American.
Okay. The majority are Americans. Okay.
American. Yo estaba
en general assembly of the Nazarene.
Yes.
There's 75,000. Most of them are Americans.
Yeah. Ellos rentan grandes centros convencionales.
They rent
convention
centers. They rent convention centers.
Big convention
centers. Big convention centers.
They have many money.
They have many monuments?
Yeah. A lot of money for that.
Okay.
Yeah. ellos nos pagan hoteles.
They pay for all your hotels.
Yeah. A mi esposa nos pagaron en el hotel Radisson. Radisson. Inn.
They paid for y'all's hotel at the Radisson.
Radisson Inn for 10 días.
For 10 days.
Yeah, in Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis.
Esto era el 23 de junio.
June the 23rd.
2001.
2001.
Uh-huh. Mi esposa y yo nos fuimos para Santo Domingo el día primero de julio.
We went to Santo Domingo July the 1st.
First July.
July the 1st.
Uh-huh, 2001.
2001.
You understand? Uh-huh. Cuando yo llegué allá.
When I got there.
Como tres o cuatro días después.
Three or four days later.
Uh-huh, me encontré con el Pastor Green
I came
en la calle.
I went across Brother Green. I ran to him at the
area.
Street.
Yeah. Y él me dijo, yo te estaba buscando.
He said, I was looking for you.
Yes. En este tiempo yo era el secretario general de la Federación Evangélica.
at this time he was the general
secretary.
General secretary
Federation,
at the Federation
Evangelica.
At the
Evangelical Harvest. No, Evangelical Gospel.
At the Gospel.
Mano Green me pidió, me dijo que hay unos pastores que vienen de Estados Unidos.
He told me there's some pastors coming from the United States.
Que quieren una reunión con los pastores de la Romana.
And they want to reunite with all the pastors at the Romana.
Él me está invitando.
And he was inviting me.
Y él me pidió que invitara a los pastores.
And he told me to invite the other pastors.
Lo que pasó fue lo que pasó con Andrés y Peter.
What happened? It happened with Peter and Andrew.
Yes, Andrés consiguió a Pedro.
Okay, and
y lo llevó a Jesús.
To Peter, to Jesus. Yes.
Y Jesús le dio la llave a Pedro, no a Andrés.
Jesus gave the key to Peter, not to Andrew.
No. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Pero Andrés era un apóstol también.
Andrew was an apostle.
Yeah. Y me dijo que convocara para miércoles 23.
He told me to come to, Wednesday the 23rd.
July.
July the 23rd.
Wednesday.
You said Wednesday, miércoles.
Yes, miércoles. 22.
22nd.
No, 23.
23.
Uh-huh. Miércoles 23.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yo empecé a convocar. Yo le dije, está bien, voy a convocar.
¿Qué es invocar?
No, convocar, invite them.
Okay. Invite I started them inviting pastor. The other pastors.
Uh-huh. Y hablé con el presidente de la federación.
I spoke to the president of the federation.
Uh-huh. Él dice, todos son iguales.
He said, they're all the same.
Yo le dije, pero vamos a oírlo.
But we're going to go listen to them.
Porque él pensó que era un concilio también.
He thought it was some organization.
Okay. Uh-huh. Entonces yo empecé a convocar los pastores para miércoles 23.
I started inviting everybody to come July the 23rd, Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Martes 22.
Tuesday the 22nd.
Uh-huh. Presten atención, hermano.
Pay attention, brothers, uh-huh. Sisters.
Y si ustedes no entienden algo, pregúntenme.
If you don't understand, ask us.
Esto es una obra de Dios.
This is the order of God.
Yo lo tengo en mi corazón así.
I have it in my heart,
mi
in
corazón
my mind.
Aquí. Yo sé que Dios está en eso.
I know God is in this.
Yo no estoy orgulloso.
I'm not just happy.
Orgulloso.
Happy.
Orgulloso. No, happy in the you mean? No. Orgulloso is no. Orgulloso is in. ¿Cómo se dice? En la carne. No estoy hablando en la carne.
No.
No vanagloria.
No,
no, no estoy, no, no, no lo estoy diciendo en la carne.
He's not just speaking vain.
Let me just kind of. I know it's getting hard to follow, but let me just give you a kind of. Let me just update you on what he's really saying. He's telling you he was in the Nazarene Church. Brother Green was in another group of people when
Methodist.
I went over there.
Uh-huh.
He was in Indianapolis in a meeting. When he came home, Brother Green had invited him, told him I was there, and that we were going to get all the pastors in town together to hear me. I wanted to talk to him about the message of the body of Christ. He went to the president of the Pastors Federation of that city and got him to help invite all the pastors in town. But he said, all these guys from America are all the same. It's just another organization trying to get us to be a part of their organization. But he said, let's go, though, and listen to him, mm-hmm. this man, and see what he has, what he's going to say to us. So he started inviting everybody to come
on July the 23rd to hear me to present this message to him. That's what he's said so far.
Ciertamente, yo no conocía al Pastor Smith.
Still, I didn't know Brother Smith.
Pastor Green, sí conocía al Pastor Smith.
I didn't know Brother Green.
Pero martes 22 de julio.
But July 22nd.
¿Me están escuchando, hermano?
Are you listening?
Martes 22, yo voy antes de ir a la cama.
July the 22nd.
Before go to bed.
Before I go to bed.
Yo fui al teléfono a escuchar mensaje.
I went to the telephone and I listened to a message.
Escuché la voz del Pastor Green.
I heard the message from the voice of Brother Green.
Elías, recuerde la reunión mañana a las 9.
And he's saying to, reminding me about the meeting in the morning.
And the night.
In the morning.
Y voy a la cama.
And I went on to bed.
Cuando oiga el sueño ahora.
Then here comes the dream.
Yo estoy parado donde, en un lugar que hay mucha caña sembrada.
I'm standing in a field of, is it canes?
Sugar cane.
Sugar canes.
Three sugar cane.
A bunch of sugar cane trees. Sugar cane stalks, okay.
Yes. Yo veo un jeep.
I saw a jeep.
Chevrolet grande.
A big Chevrolet.
Que viene del cielo.
He came from the sky.
Y viene encima de mí así.
And he came toward me.
Y aterrizó como a 100 metros donde yo estaba.
And he kind of stopped before he got to me.
No, aterrizó.
He put his brakes on.
Land.
He landed right by me.
Como a 100 metros donde yo estaba.
In the middle of where I was standing.
No, about 100 miles.
About 100 miles.
Meter.
100 meters.
Y corrió y llegó donde yo estaba.
And then he ran toward where I was.
Y se paró, la puerta de él estaba frente a frente a mí.
The door was right in front of me.
Y él abrió la puerta,
he
ese hombre.
He opened the door.
Y él bajó con una llave.
And he got out with a key.
Y él me dijo, toma, esa llave te mandaron.
And he gave me the key. He said, here, here's the key.
Te lo mandaron.
They send this to you.
Yes, y yo recibí la llave.
And I received the key.
Y lo puse en mi bolsillo.
And I put it in my pocket.
Pero me quedo mirándolo.
And I kept watching him.
Y él me está mirando también.
And he's looking at me.
Y vino otro carro detrás del jeep.
And there's another car coming behind the jeep.
Y se apió un hombre negro.
And a black man got out.
Y él me dijo, ese carro es tuyo.
And he said, that car is yours.
El hombre blanco me dijo, ese carro es tuyo.
The white man told me, that car is yours.
Pero yo, cuando él me dijo eso, yo veo que él sube el jeep.
When he told me that,
el hombre blanco sube el jeep.
The white man got in the jeep.
Entonces lo parquea en un parqueo al lado del estadio, del play.
He parked it by the plane?
No, al lado.
He on the side.
De estadio. Un estadio donde juegan pelota, baseball.
Oh, a baseball field.
And the parking. The
parking lot.
Parking stadium.
Stadium.
Entonces yo me veo que yo estoy parqueando el carro detrás del jeep.
I'm watching... He's parking the car behind the jeep.
Behind. Y cerré el carro. Y yo veo que me voy caminando.
And I keep walking.
No, cerré el carro.
Oh, I locked the car.
Yes, y me voy caminando.
And I started walking.
Y en lo que yo estoy caminando.
While I was walking.
Yo veo que el hombre blanco va con el hombre negro en el jeep.
I saw that the black man went with the white man in the jeep.
Y yo desperté.
And I woke up.
Yo pregunté al Señor, ¿y ese carro?
I asked the Lord, what's the car?
Who's that? That's car. Those car.
Who is that in the car? Who is that in the car?
Y esta llave.
And who is the key? What is this key?
¿Qué significa?
What does it signify?
I don't know.
I don't know.
¿Y quiénes son esa gente?
Who are those people?
¿Quién es ese hombre blanco?
Who is that white man?
¿Quién es ese hombre negro?
Who is that black man?
Yo no sé.
I don't know.
Estaba buscando saber esto.
I was trying to figure out what all this was about.
Entonces, en eso llega el tiempo, voy a la reunión.
Then the time came where I went to the meeting.
Pero estoy pensando en eso.
But I'm thinking about this dream.
Estoy tratando de ver si yo conozco esa persona.
I was trying to figure out if I knew that person.
Y cuando llego a la iglesia,
when I got to the church,
terminaron de cantar.
They got through singing.
Pasaron este hombre a predicar.
They passed Brother Smith up to preach.
Pasaron al Pastor Smith, al Pastor Green a traducir.
They brought Brother Green to interpret.
Y yo estoy oyendo que ese pastor está diciendo cosas que yo nunca había oído.
And I started listening words that I've never heard before coming out of his mouth.
Él estaba hablando de cuando Cristo estableció la iglesia.
He was talking about when God established the church.
Y cómo esta, cómo Cristo cosechó en ese tiempo con los apóstoles.
How Christ, what did he
harvest.
Do? Harvest with apostles.
Yes. Y estaba enseñando cómo la iglesia fue a la oscuridad.
And he was showing how the church went to the city.
Y él estaba enseñando por la Biblia cómo Dios ha estado restaurando la iglesia.
And how he was showing how God was restoring the church.
Y me, ya yo había, yo sabía algo de eso, pero naturalmente.
I knew something about that, but not.
No de la Biblia.
Not from the Bible.
No, porque nos enseñaron como mal, de los reformadores.
They showed us transformation.
Martín Lutero, Juan Erasmo.
Reformation.
Yeah, pero nunca había visto esta reforma de la iglesia en la Biblia.
I never seen that in the Bible.
Wow, yo sentí en ese momento que algo brotó dentro de mí.
At that moment I felt something just broke inside of me.
Y me paró.
And I stood up.
Yo no me paré.
He goes, I didn't stand up.
Me paró.
He stood me up.
Y empecé a adorar a Dios.
And I started praising God.
Empecé a darle gracias a Dios.
Started thanking God.
Por lo que yo estaba oyendo.
For what I was hearing.
Por lo que yo estaba viendo.
For what I was seeing.
Y se paró todo el mundo.
The whole church stopped. So,
all
got
people.
Everybody got up.
Adorando conmigo.
Started praising God with
cuando
me.
Yo me calmo, me siento.
When I calm down.
Todo el mundo se sienta.
Everybody sat down.
Pero me quedo mirando al pastor Smith predicando.
I kept looking at Brother Smith talking.
Y yo sentí que vino esa persona a mi lado.
I felt somebody come to my side.
Pero yo estoy mirando a Smith.
But
al
I kept
pastor
looking at
Smith,
Smith.
Al pastor Smith.
Brother Smith.
Y yo no atendí a esa persona que estaba a mi lado.
And I don't understand why that person was on my side.
Y yo vi que pasó su mano así.
And I saw him put his arm up toward me.
Y me quitó una venda.
And he took a band.
Y yo sentí cuando se estaba despegando. Lo sentí en el
I
momento.
Felt it. I felt that band
piel,
coming off of my eyes.
De mis ojos.
All across my eyes.
Y él me dijo, ese fue que te dio la llave en el sueño.
And he said, that's the one that gave you the key.
Me señaló al Pastor Smith.
He's the one that gave you the key in your dream.
Yo le contesté, sí, ese es.
Yes, that's who it is.
I'm answering.
I'm answering him. Yes, that's who it is.
Ese es el hombre.
That's him. That's him.
Y cuando yo voy a voltear a ver quién está hablando conmigo.
Then I turned around to see who was talking to me.
Yo sentí un huracán, me frizó el cuerpo.
I felt like somebody was just squeezing me.
Un huracán, un ciclón, huracán. Viento.
Oh, like como a breeze. I felt a wind breeze.
Yes, como un huracán.
Like a hurricane.
Yes, me frizó.
And he froze me.
Yo no pude voltearme.
I could not turn.
Para ver quién estaba hablando conmigo.
To see who was talking to me.
Algo yo sé que mis ojos se quedaron sobre el
my
Pastor
eyes
Smith.
Were just stuck on Brother Smith.
Yo dije, sí, ese es el hombre.
I said, that's the man.
Yo nunca conocí al Pastor Smith.
I never met Brother Smith before.
No lo había visto antes.
I never had seen him before.
Pero Cristo me lo enseñó.
But God showed him to me.
Yeah, que él me dio la llave.
That he's the one that gave me the key.
Entonces yo dije, después del servicio, yo voy a hablar con ese hombre.
I said to myself, I'm going to talk to that
le
man.
Le voy a decir que yo tuve un sueño con él.
I told him, I'm going to tell him the dream that I had about him.
Sí, y lo hice así.
And I did that.
Y él invitó a todos para otro día.
They invited him the next day.
Todos los que querían venir.
Everybody wanted him to come.
El hermano Green me dijo, prepara algo para tomar antes de nosotros llegar.
Brother Green asked him to prepare something to drink.
Yo llegué primero que todo el mundo.
But I got there before everybody.
Y cuando yo llegué, salí en derredor a un colmado a comprar para beber, algo para beber. Todo
I got mundo. Out and I bought something to drink.
Y cuando él llegó, él no me encontró ahí.
And when he got there, he didn't see me.
Él no me vio a mí
he
ahí.
Didn't see me there.
Y él vino con autoridad y me dijo, ¿dónde tú estabas? Tú no sabías que era la tres.
He came with authority and saying, where were you?
Era la tres.
A las tres.
Era three o'clock.
At three.
He told me, he said, 3 o'clock.
Okay, he told me, it's 3 o'clock, where were you?
I said, yo dije, yo fui a comprar algo para tomar.
I said, I went to buy something to drink.
Yo pensé, ese hombre como que tiene mucha autoridad sobre mí.
He acts like he's got a lot of authority over me.
The second day. Sí, me exigió eso. Oh, God. Muy bien, muy bien. Entonces empezamos a hacerle preguntas.
I started asking him questions.
Y toda la pregunta que hacíamos tenía respuesta.
And all the questions did not have.
He answered.
Oh, he had the answers.
Toda pregunta en la Biblia tenía respuesta.
All the questions were from the Bible.
Wow, yo empecé a preguntar.
I started asking him.
Y yo llegué un momento.
And I got to the moment.
Que ya yo no tenía más preguntas.
I didn't have any more questions.
Me sentí vacío.
I felt full.
Vacío.
Full is vacío or empty?
Empty.
Empty.
Me sentí vacío.
Okay, I thought you would feel full. Okay.
Empty.
I felt empty.
Entonces me sentí desarmado.
Then I felt disarmed.
Me sentí mi espíritu chiquito delante de él.
I felt a small spirit, like a small spirit.
Chiquito delante de él.
Very small in front
Yo
of
no
him.
Tenía nada para preguntarle más.
I didn't have nothing else to ask him.
Cuando terminamos,
when we finished,
fui a casa.
I went home.
Le dije a mi esposa, yo encontré un hombre que yo creo que nos vamos con él.
I told my wife, I met a man that what?
Nos vamos con él.
Whether we're going to go with him.
Vamos a dejar la iglesia del Nazareno.
We're going to leave the church of the Nazarene and go with him.
Ese hombre tiene un mensaje del cielo.
That man has a message of
from heaven.
From heaven.
Yeah. Y mi esposa dice, ¿tú crees?
And my wife says, you think?
No, you believe.
You believe it?
Yeah, yes.
And I said, yes.
I believe.
I believe.
Entonces continuamos.
We continued.
Y Dios me bendijo.
And God blessed me.
Me trajo a un lugar que yo no conocía antes.
He brought me to a place I never knew.
Este es un lugar que yo no conocía antes.
I never knew this place.
Este es un gran lugar.
It's a great place.
Tú estás en un gran lugar.
You are in a great place.
¿Tiene alguna pregunta para mí sobre el sueño?
You have anybody have a question about the dream that you want to ask me?
Este es la obra de Dios.
This is the work of the Lord.
No solo lo veo.
I'm not the only one that sees it.
Lo siento.
I not only see it, but I feel it.
Yeah, yo siento eso.
I feel.
Yo siento que este lugar no se puede jugar.
This is a place where you don't play.
Moisés llegó a este lugar una vez.
Moses came to this place at one time.
Y Dios le, y él caminaba hacia el lugar.
He walked.
Él vio la zarza ardiendo. Pero no se consumía. Moses saw the tree and fire.
Oh, yeah, the tree. The bush. The burning bush.
Moisés caminaba.
Yeah. Moses was walking through.
Y Dios le dijo a Moisés, quita la sandalia de tus pies.
Yeah, he told him to remove his sandals from his feet.
Porque el lugar que tú estás pisando.
You're on holy ground.
Es santo.
Holy ground, yes.
Santo.
Holy.
Tierra santa.
Yeah, holy ground.
Oh, holy ground. Tierra
yes.
santa.
Ajá.
Este un lugar santo.
This is a holy place.
Tenemos que quitar las sandalias.
We have to take our sandals off.
Tenemos que trabajar en contra de la carne.
We have to work against the flesh.
Todo sobre la naturaleza carnal.
Through the natural.
Carnal.
Natural carnal.
Sobre el viejo hombre.
To kill the old man.
Para hacerlo morir.
So we can kill him. Yes. So the old man can die.
Porque cuando tú llegas a este lugar, tú recibes un nuevo nacimiento.
Because when you get to this place, you receive a new birth.
Ajá. Cuando yo llegué a este lugar, yo recibí un nuevo nacimiento.
When I got to this place, I received a new birth.
Recibí oído para oír.
I received ears to hear.
Ojo para ver.
I received eyes to
yo
see.
Yo me sentí en una nueva familia.
I felt I had a new family.
Una nueva gente.
New people.
Yo estaba mirando nueva cara.
New faces.
Y yo lo veía que eran ángeles.
I thought everybody was angels.
Sí, yo entendí que esa gente son ángeles.
I thought everybody was angels.
Yo fui a mi iglesia y le dije a los hermanos, ya yo no me siento ser pastor.
I told the people in my church, I don't feel like I need to be your pastor.
No, yo quiero una iglesia del cuerpo.
I want the body of Christ.
Para sentarme.
So I can sit down.
Ajá, para aprender.
So I can learn.
No tengo nada para enseñarle ahora.
I don't have anything to teach y'all.
Pero yo necesito aprender.
I need to learn.
Dios me bendijo.
God blessed me.
Es la razón que yo quiero adorar en este lugar.
That's the reason I want to worship God.
Yo quiero darle gloria a Dios.
I want to give God
yo
the
quiero
glory.
Bendecir su nombre.
I want to bless his name.
Tú estás en este lugar.
In this place.
Tú estás en esta gran familia.
Through this family.
Esta es la iglesia de Cristo.
This is God's church.
Somos ángeles, ¿verdad?
We're angels, yes.
Cristo es, aunque todavía no somos lo que tenemos que ser.
We're not yet what we're supposed to be.
Pero somos hijos de Dios.
But we're God's
children. Somos la familia de Dios
we're
sobre
God's
la tierra.
God's family.
Cristo es la cabeza de esta iglesia.
Christ is the head of this house.
Y nosotros somos su cuerpo.
We're his body.
Tú eres cuerpo de Cristo.
You're the body of Christ.
Cristo es la cabeza de la iglesia.
Christ is the head of the.
Y él está edificando su cuerpo.
He's edifying your body.
Él te trajo a ti.
He brought you here.
Y me trajo a mí.
He brought me here.
Para edificar el cuerpo de Cristo.
To edify his name.
No podemos jugar, hermano.
We cannot play.
No podemos descuidar.
Okay.
Tenemos que hacer lo que tenemos
we have
que hacer.
To do what we have to do. We can't
sí.
play around.
Y vamos a hacerlo.
And we have to do it.
Yo estoy mirando perfección.
I'm looking at perfection.
A mí me gustó la pregunta del pastor Weininger.
I like the question brother Weininger asked.
A mí me gustó la enseñanza del pastor Smith.
I like the teachings of brother Smith.
Yo fui bendecido esta mañana.
I've been blessed today.
Mi mente se abrió más.
My mind opened up more.
Yo entiendo más.
I understand more.
Cuando Cristo estaba hablando acerca de Juan 14.
When Christ was talking about John 14.
Él estaba diciendo para que donde yo estoy.
He was saying where I am.
Cristo estaba en segundo cielo.
And God was in second heaven.
Cristo
Jesus, Christ
estaba
was in
en segundo
heaven.
Cielo. Pero los discípulos estaban en primer cielo.
But the disciples were in first heaven.
Ellos tenían relaciones con Jesús.
They had relations with Christ.
Pero no estaban en el lugar que estaba Jesús en Dios.
But they weren't in the same place where God was.
Jesús Christ estaba was. En un segundo cielo.
Jesus was in a different heaven.
Second
heaven.
Jesús, este es el huerto del Edén. Dice garden.
It's a what?
That's a garden.
Garden.
Isn't the garden.
Jesus was in the garden.
Jesús tenía una estrecha relación con su padre.
He had a different relationship with his
en
father.
Esa condición él estaba trabajando para ir a su padre.
He was working to go with his father.
Que este tercer cielo.
To the third heaven.
Que es la eternidad.
Which is eternity.
Él estaba enseñándole a sus discípulos que él lo iba a traer al segundo cielo.
He was showing the disciples, he was bringing them to second heaven.
Que empezaba el día del Pentecostés.
Which is the day of Pentecost.
Los discípulos no entendían eso.
The disciples didn't understand that.
Pero Cristo sabía lo que él estaba diciendo.
Christ knew what he was trying to tell them.
Después que Cristo se fue a su padre.
Then after Christ left to his father.
Ese al tercer cielo.
To third heaven.
El segundo cielo quedó vacío.
The second heaven became empty.
No tenía a nadie.
He didn't have nothing.
Pero él iba a traer a los 12 ahí.
But he was going to bring the 12 there.
Yeah. El día del Pentecostés lo trajo.
The day of Pentecost, he brought them there.
Ya había 120 en ese lugar.
There was 120 in that place.
Ahora esos 120 en este lugar tenían que trabajar para ir al Padre donde está Jesús.
Now those 120 had to work to be with God in third heaven.
Ellos no podían trabajar solo ahí.
But they couldn't work by themselves.
Necesitaban el Espíritu Santo ahí.
They needed the Spirit of God.
Para convencerlo de la naturaleza pecaminosa. Aleluya. Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost to bring them into their memory.
Into their memory, yes.
Es importante entender eso.
To understand that.
Oigan esto, hermano. La palabra de Dios que tú oyes.
The word of God that you hear.
Ese vida de Dios.
That's the life of God.
En la palabra está la vida.
In the word is God.
Si tú oyes esta palabra y lo pones en práctica.
If you listen to the word and put it in practice.
Tú estás teniendo vida.
You are receiving life.
Mientras el pastor Smith enseñaba,
while Brother Smith is teaching us,
yo entendí algo mejor.
I understood something better.
Jesús le dijo que iba a enviar el Consolador.
God, Jesus said he was going to, what?
Agarren esa escritura. Le voy a decir dos cosas nada más para yo sentarme. Okay. You know, you
want dos cosas más?
Sí, para sentarme.
¿A cuál?
Dile esto.
¿Qué? Va a ser. Equivoqué. He's gonna.
Dile, para
libro?
Terminar.
Before he finishes.
Juan 14.
John 14.
Para hablarle acerca de la importancia de oír la palabra de Dios y ponerlo en práctica.
The importance of listening to God's word to put into practice.
Juan 14, búsquenlo.
Juan 14, what? Verse.
Dile Juan 14, que lo ponga.
Ya le dije, pero ¿qué verso?
Okay, el versículo es, vamos a ver, el 18.
18, John 14,
no, el 15.
15, John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Okay, escúcheme, yo quiero ir más directo. El Consolador.
The Consolator.
Déjame ir más directo. No quiero coger muchas cosas.
Okay. You want something more directive.
El versículo 25 y 26. Quiero resumir.
25 and 26.
Sí, no quiero decir muchas cosas.
He doesn't want to say too many things.
Solamente quiero compartir esto con ustedes.
Wants to come to the, straight to the point.
Verso 25.
Chapter 14, verse 25.
Os he dicho estas cosas.
These things I have spoken unto you.
Estando con vosotros.
Being yet present with you.
Todas las enseñanzas.
But the
comfort. Yes, la palabra de Dios. Estando con vosotros.
And he's with us.
Jesús estaba con ellos.
Jesus was with them.
Aunque Jesús estaba en segundo cielo.
Even though Jesus was in second heaven.
Pero ellos no.
But they weren't.
Pero Cristo se humilló para ellos. Para encontrarlo a ellos.
Jesus went.
Jesus put humble for them. For Jesus, keep him.
He was humble. Christ was humble.
Yes. And first heaven for them, for keep them. Yeah.
He was humble, getting ready for them to bring them back.
Oiga lo que dice el 26. Más el Consolador. Léalo ahí. 26. Más el Consolador.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
El Espíritu Santo.
Whom
a quien el Padre enviará.
The Father will send in my name.
En mi nombre.
My name. He's...
Su nombre no es un apelativo.
His name is not his last name.
Escuchen esto.
Listen to this.
Cuando los patriarcas empezaron a invocar su nombre.
Cuando los patriarcas.
Patriarca, los padres en Israel.
Okay, the fathers of Israel.
Empezaron a invocar su nombre.
when they started to invocate his name, invocar,
invoke yeah. his name. Eso es un gran misterio.
It's a great mystery.
Uh-huh. Ellos estaban buscando su nombre.
They were looking for his name.
Ese era su naturaleza.
Natural name.
Esa era la vida. Ya ellos no se querían llamar Adán más. Ellos no querían nada de Adán. Invocar su nombre.
Okay.
Su nombre es su naturaleza.
His name was natural name. They were looking for natural.
La naturaleza de Dios. Eso es más, hermano.
Sí.
Okay. Tú lo estás haciendo bien. Muchas gracias. Ajá. Él dice, Elos, el Espíritu Santo, enseñará todas las cosas.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
Pero la misma cosa que Jesús le enseñó.
The same things that God showed.
Jesús.
Oh, Jesus.
Elos enseñará todas las cosas.
He shall bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have.
Y dice, y os recordará todo lo que yo os he dicho.
To your remembrance.
Yes. Yeah. Para que ellos no olvidaran esto.
So they won't forget it.
Porque eso era su vida.
Because that was his life.
Eso era la vida de Dios para ellos. Recordar
life.
Y poner en práctica.
To remember and put it in practice.
Yeah. Entonces el Espíritu Santo venía a recordarle eso.
The Spirit of God come and give you that revelation.
Lo que tú estás oyendo hoy aquí.
What you're hearing today.
Lo que tú oíste esta mañana.
What you did this morning.
Tú tienes que recordarlo.
You have to remember it.
El Espíritu Santo vino a ayudarte a eso.
The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost.
Para tú ponerlo en práctica.
So you can put it in practice.
Toda tu vida.
All your life.
En tu diario vivir. Porque he aquí la vida.
Because
es la vida.
It's the life.
Porque la palabra de Dios es viva.
Because God's word is life.
Y eficaz.
And it edifies.
Hebreo 4:12.
Hebrews 4:12.
La palabra de Dios es viva y eficaz.
The word of God is edifying.
El Espíritu Santo viene a revelarte esta palabra que es viva y eficaz.
The Holy Ghost.
Show.
Holy Ghost shows.
Sí.
The word of God is quick. And powerful.
Sí.
And sharper.
Esa, no ignore esta palabra, hermano. No ignore la ley de Dios.
You can't ignore the, God's word.
¿Tú quieres que yo te diga una? ¿Entendieron? Sí. They understand what I mean? No ignore la palabra de Dios. Ahí está la vida. Pon tu pie sobre la ley. Pon tu pie sobre la ley.
Put your food on the law.
On the word of God.
Put your food on the word of God.
Yeah. Camine sobre esta ley.
Walk this way.
Uh-huh. Ahí está la vida.
There's where there's
life. Ese es tu vida.
That's your life.
Ese es tu bendición.
Your blessing.
Obedézcalo.
Obey.
Obedezca el ministerio.
Obey the ministry.
Obedezca lo que te dice el pastor Smith.
Obey what Brother Smith is telling us.
Imítalo.
Imítalo.
Como él imita a Cristo. You know, Paul said, yes.
Obey him like if he was Christ.
Yeah, es obedecer a Cristo.
Obey him.
Porque
like
la palabra que ellos tienen no es de ellos, es de Cristo.
Because the Bible is not ours, it's Christ.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Estamos en un gran lugar.
We're in a great
Somos
place.
Somos bendecidos.
We're very blessed.
Mantente en este lugar.
Please maintain this place.
Pelea para estar en este lugar.
Fight to be in this place.
Tiene que pelear.
You have to fight.
Es para los valientes.
It's for the valiant. No.
El reino
brave,
de los
for the brave.
El reino de los cielos es fuerte.
Very strong.
Yeah, tú necesitas ser valiente.
We have to be brave and
para
strong.
Para tú arrebatarlo.
Then grab what
para
we got.
Para tú arrebatar algo, tiene que pelear.
To grab something, you have to fight.
Estamos peleando aquí.
We're fighting here.
Pelea aquí.
Fight here.
Para que tú seas bendecido.
so we can be blessed.
No te deje llevar al mundo.
Don't let the world take
you. No te deje ir a otro lugar.
Don't go to no
Pelea
other place.
Para estar Fight este to stay lugar, here. Y será bendecido.
Yes.
Dios le bendiga. Aleluya. Aleluya. I'm sorry, my sweet.
All
I
right.
need English.
You did good.
Thank you, sister.
It takes a little longer. To,
Muchas gracias.
It takes longer to have an interpreter.
Yes, yes.
They,
I need but agree.
Yeah. They have to listen to me a long time over there.
Wow.
So, to get Brother Green to tell them again what I'm saying. Before we go home, of course, we have service again at 5 o'clock, but let's pray for Sister Bryant. I've received a text that she's asking everybody to pray for her. I'm sure she's still suffering some, even though we got a really good report, you know, no cancer, and she's on the mends, and she's going to be fine, the doctor said. And but she's asking for us to pray for her. And so let's remember that. My mother, she's at the hospice hospital in Bryant. She's eligible to go there 5 days now out of each month. Just so my wife can have a rest. And so Sister Smith's enjoying being here in Bible study and church this morning. And she's told Elias and Yolanda, she said, I get to go to both services today. And, she's really been missing, been able to come. So I'm glad. My mother's dying. I know that. She's failing. And she's getting weak and sleeping all the time. And so I just know that she's shutting down. Her system's just shutting down. And she's lived a long time, and she's been a blessing. I hate to see her, to lose her, but she doesn't have much quality of life left, so I'm willing to let her go rest. And, I don't know how long it'll be, but she's not in pain, and she's, at rest, and so, and she's happy, she's in good. She's got such a sweet spirit. She's easy to take care of. So, but pray. I appreciate your prayers that she, doesn't have to suffer any more than she has. Others, I know. Maybe you could just raise your hand today. I know Sister Elsie needs our prayers. Pray for her family. And, I'm still believing, Sister Elsie, God can heal you. I don't have any doubt in my mind. God can, he can take what the little 2 foot of intestines that she has and make it work just like 22 foot. And he's able to do that, and that's, however he wants to do it, but I need her to hang around a little while longer. I think I do anyway. I'm telling the Lord, God, would you give us a little more time? I want Gail to get exactly what you got, so when you're gone, she'll be here. And Brenda, all of her kids. God's worked hard in reviving this woman so many times, and I think it's for her children's sake. And so I'm asking God, give us a little more time for all this to work out. Of course, they don't want to give her up any more than I'm going to give up my mama, but, and so maybe God will give you, he gave Hezekiah 15 more years. Would that be all right if you got 15 more? All right. Well, again, we can ask God for that. Sister Brenda? Yes, Sister Gail's blood pressure's really been out of whack, so let's pray for her. All right. Let's all stand. If the ushers would come, who? Oh, did you have your hand up, Gail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tomorrow she's going for another bone scan. Get the results of it. So, let's ask God to meet these needs. Different ones are traveling today to get back home, missing those that aren't here today. Thank you for your patience today, but I think it was interesting that what Brother Elias had to say to us. Pray for the meeting that's coming up. That God would bless this meeting and help us. And we need your help, those of you that can be here to help us host this meeting. We're going to need you. Get yourself, start asking God, God, give me a good spirit where I treat everybody that comes to this meeting like an angel. And treat them just like I'd treat Jesus if he came to see us. All right. We're going to have a band song. A chorus? Okay. All right, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. God, for your goodness, I ask you to meet these needs that we lift up before you here today, Lord. Oh, God. Jesus, touch Sister Brian. God, lift her up today. Remove her pain, God, and make her healing speedy. A speedy recovery, Lord. Brother Crow, God, touch him and help him. Sister Elsie, oh God, give her a good report this week on her bone scan. Heal her, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch my little mother, Lord. These needs, Sister Gail, God, touch her body. Help her with this high blood pressure condition. Brother Emilio Green, the works in the Dominican Republic, Lord, touch them. Oh, God, help them over there, Lord. Those assemblies, help us financially, God, in those churches, those pastors over there. Hallelujah. Bless these here, Lord, each one as they give today. We give you praise. Amen. All right, God bless you. As you
remembered you, aren't you glad that Jesus brought you to the truth, brought you to the body where he is the head, brought you to the living out from among the dead? Aren't you glad that Jesus remembered you?
service at 5 o'clock. See you then. Bring your dancing shoes.